In Florida, you'll find the environment to inspire what's inconceivable, the chance to explore what's inexplicable, and the space to accomplish what's unimaginable. You'll no longer have to wait for the future. You can harness it. Florida, the future is here.
Hello and welcome to Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Fidelity unveiled plans to enter the world of smart beta ETFs. As such, the question for MoneyBeat's financial food fight is simple. Is smart beta a smart investment? More coming up.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to the Food Fight. Paul Vigna, Stephen Grosser here with you. Packed studio today, folks. On my right, we have Spencer Jacob from Herd on the Street, the Herd on the Street team. Across from me, we have Chris Dieterich from Barron's, replacing Jack Otter. On the phone, as always, Chuck Jaffe from MarketWatch. Big pack. We needed to bring in some heavy guns because we're bringing in the sexy today. This is a hot topic.
Well, we're going to talk smart beta, so we have to bring in some smart people.
Yeah. Oh, is that why we brought these guys in? I thought it was because they were hot.
Well, I thought we were talking about dumb beta. Sorry. Can I leave now?
We wouldn't need you if we were talking about dumb beta. Dumb beta we can do on our own. Smart right. beta, that's a little more difficult. This is interesting news today.
Paul owns a dumb.
Yeah, well, hey, we won for me. This is interesting news today, and you guys are, some of you guys follow this, especially you, Chris, and Jaffe, so we want you to weigh in on this mostly. Fidelity, everyone knows Fidelity, big mutual fund giant, right? They are trying to get into this so-called smart beta ETF craze. They announced this today, right, that they're going to release these six smart betas ETFs?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So you had Fidelity file with the SEC for what will be these quote-unquote smart beta. What does that mean?
Right.
Good question, right? Because it's this really sort of confusing name. But all that is it's an index fund, right? So Fidelity's known for big stock pickers, Will Danoff, Contra Fund. These are index funds, but the indexes, rather than just sort of pick Apple and Amazon, the biggest companies, weight them like that, they'll arrange the index so they're companies that are profitable, companies, stocks that are low, have low volatility. So it's an active-like index that is nonetheless an index, right? So doesn't sound too sexy, although I did hear in line.
I was trying to dress the segment up a little bit there. But
get this, though. I was waiting in line at Chipotle the other day, and I overheard two guys talking about smart beta. So
really?
Now
this is the Chipotle across the street?
That's right.
That's in Midtown, New York.
So, by the way, right. Like, serious question, what are you doing in Chipotle?
I'm buying the dip. Buy the dip. There's no line over there. I haven't been.
You're literally buying the dip.
Literally buying the dip at Chipotle.
Interesting. Chuck, what do you make of this whole smart beta craze?
Well, the really interesting thing is going to be what happens next. Fidelity has been very calculated in going into the ETF space because it's not necessarily what Fido does the best, but they are still a very big dog in the fund world. And although the filings didn't show the fees, there's very little doubt that they're going to come in. This is really their second big move into ETFs, but it's their first sort of doing the smart beta thing. And you're going to see a lot of other stuff happening. And Franklin Templeton is basically ready to go on doing some smart beta ETFs. And we've seen Janus, Legg Mason, John Hancock, Goldman Sachs, and a couple of others, I think J.P. Morgan, they've all launched smart beta ETFs in recent months. And smart beta, you know, you guys were going dumb beta. It's not dumb beta. Remember that beta is basically a market return, and what they're talking about is let's find another way to recook the market. Let's, instead of weighting the S&P by market capital, let's equal weight the market. That's a smart beta play. Or let's do the low volatility stuff or the momentum stuff, which Fidelity is doing, low vol and momentum or quality or value or whatever they might do. It's not the beta that's the question. You know, the whole thing is, oh, ETFs are better. The real problem is not beta. Alpha, which is, hey, if you're a manager, do you beat the market? Do you add something? Alpha is what investors are seeking. You're looking to find a way, could I manage my money smarter and beat the market? It's stupid alpha that you have to worry about. You could have the best beta fund in the world, the smartest beta fund anybody can come up with, but if you manage it wrong by just trading in and out of it, you're stupid alpha, and you will agree.
Right, and that's why it's so ironic, right? You have Fidelity coming out, you know, jumping into the pool, basically, because all the cool kids are doing it. You've got over $500 billion of, you know, quote-unquote smart beta out there. And, you know, yeah, so you, there's no such thing really as dumb beta. We were just joking about it. There's beta, right? Beta is just you own the market. You know, you own an index fund. And if Apple goes up 10% and ExxonMobil goes down 10% this year, then you own 10% more Apple and 10% less ExxonMobil. You're along for the ride with the market. But there's no guy who puts on a suit and goes to an office every day who gets paid a lot of money to pick those stocks for you. You're just passive. And back when the first index fund was launched in the mid-70s by John Bogle, Fidelity, you know, this Edward Johnson, who ran Fidelity, scoffed at it. He said, why would anyone want to just track the market? You know, you want to beat the market. That's the name of the game. I mean, that, you know, I'm almost, completely quoting him there. And now they're admitting that not only do you want a passive product, you want a better passive product than everyone else. And, you know, I guess they're going to have, like Chuck said, low fees to lure people in because they want to make a big splash.
All right. That wraps up the Your Money Matters edition of Money Beat. You can check the full podcast out at WSJ.com/podcast.